The Supreme Court has delivered a win for Republicans in the gerrymandering fight for Congress. The court is allowing Texas to use a new map that could help Republicans keep control of the House of Representatives. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has been tracking this redistricting battle. He joins us to break down the court's ruling. Hey, Hansi.
Hey, Mary Louise.
So start with the very basic question. What does this Supreme Court decision mean for Texas?
This means next year's congressional election in Texas will be using a new map of voting districts that could help Republicans pick up 5 more House seats. And on the national level, this ruling boosts Republicans' chances of holding on to their slim majority in the U.S. House. So this is a major development, this unprecedented gerrymandering fight that President Trump launched by pushing Texas and other Republican-led states to redraw their House districts before the midterms.
Okay, and this was an unsigned order, so what do we actually know about how the Supreme Court came to this decision?
Well, we know that a majority on the court took issue with a lower court ruling that had blocked this congressional map that Texas passed back in August. This lower court found that map to likely be unconstitutional, but the Supreme Court says, the lower court, quote, failed to honor the presumption of legislative good faith. And the high court also criticized the lower court for, quote, improperly inserting itself into the primary campaign because it released its ruling in the middle of the candidate filing period in Texas. I should note the 3 liberal justices on the Supreme Court agreed with the lower court's ruling.
Okay, so as usual, a lower court ruling is at the center of this. Tell us about that decision.
It came out of a 9-day hearing before a panel of 3 federal judges last month as part of these lawsuits against the Texas map. And a majority of that panel concluded that the groups challenging the map are likely to prove in a trial that the Texas map discriminates against voters based on race. The judge who wrote the majority opinion was nominated by President Trump, and the opinion cited a letter the Justice Department wrote to Texas officials and multiple public statements by key Republican state lawmakers involved in developing the Texas map, and it all suggests Texas lawmakers passed this map to get rid of existing districts where Black and Latino voters together make up the majority. But Texas has claimed that lawmakers were not motivated by race and were driven to draw new districts that are more likely to elect Republicans.
Okay, so you've just laid out a lot for us to untangle there. The bottom line, it sounds like, is the Supreme Court has now issued a decision and they've decided which map Texas is going to use for next year's election. It just broaden this out a little bit. What about other states? Where does this gerrymandering fight stand?
A lot going on. The gerrymandering in Texas, of course, sparked a new congressional map in California that could help Democrats pick up 5 more House seats. Voters approved that map last month in a special election. Now it's caught up in a federal lawsuit. So I'm watching to see what happens after a court hearing this month. There are also ongoing lawsuits against the new Republican-friendly map passed in Missouri, which is also facing a contested referendum effort. And there may be more Republican-friendly maps coming out of Indiana and Florida. And I'm keeping an eye on the Supreme Court again, because there may be an upcoming ruling in a voting rights case about Louisiana's congressional map. And depending on when the Supreme Court rules and what it rules and decides in that case, there may be another wave of congressional gerrymandering, especially in the South.
NPR's Hansi Lo Wong, thank you.
You're welcome.